Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our former congressman for Iowa's 4th Congressional District, Congressman Steve King, now joining us. So thank you very much, Congressman King, for coming on.
It's really good to be back with you, Coltrane. It's been too long.
First of all, before we talk about your newly published book, can you just tell us kind of what you've been up to here this year?
Well, yeah. I left Washington in the first days of January this year. Came home and, you know, the work didn't stop. The constituent services and those things were still rolling. So that snowball began to melt and it slowed down. And so we were still cleaning up a lot of that, the work that's there. And then I was looking in, and I had been working on it for a year and a half or more at that point. But it became imperative that I sit down and take the material that I put together and the events that had happened since then and write a book. So I would go out on my deck at about, you know, half hour before sunrise, or after spring game, and I would write until my brain and fingers didn't work anymore, and then I go off and do other things. But, you know, some number of public appearances, and I look around my place. We've lived there since 1978, and I've got corners on keeping the place up for at least 25 years. So there's quite a list of things that I promised myself I was going to do in my spare time. I still don't have any spare time, but I've got some of them done, and there's more to do. Been able to spend a little family time for the first time. And Marilyn reminds me it's been a quarter of a century since I actually knew where I was going to wake up in the morning. I was not really joking when I said that we've entered into a second romance, because, you know, we get to know each other in a daily basis, and all those little jokes and things that come along by two people that are around each other all the time, we didn't have those because we didn't have that much time to do that. And now things are just good. They're good at home, and the family's within 10 miles of me, 8 grandchildren. And we go to church together on Sunday and go. That's some of the things that I never had the chance to do. I missed out on so much of that, and I'm enjoying this tremendously.
Normally, you know, it takes people years upon years to write a book and get one published. Here you are, less than a year removed away from your public duties as congressman, and you've published your own book. Tell us about that journey from, you know, the planning stages of writing said biography to having it finally published and come to fruition.
Well, it started in my first couple years in Congress when my agriculture staff person, Amy Lloyd's her name, said, "You need to take notes and write a book one day." She's experiencing this with me. And so I would type some of those notes into my now it'd be iPhone. And that's where it was until maybe a couple of years ago, 2.5 years ago or so. And then I realized this is going to have to get done. So I set aside 4 days. And I had a fellow asking me questions, so I had somebody to look at. You could have done this just fine, Coltrane. So I just streamed these narratives on an outline that I put together into an audio file. Then my youngest son took that audio file and found a program to turn it into text, which wasn't perfect, but it was, because I can't type as fast as I want to talk or, you know, as I want to think. So that's why I did it in audio. Then straightened it all around, squared it away, and added about, oh, I suppose, 40,000 words typed on my deck, you know, and then stripped out. Well, I probably stripped out 20 or 30,000 words, added 40,000, and stripped another 10,000 out. That's kind of how it came. It's just been massaged and sliced and diced, and then you need, of course, to have a publisher to get it printed and distributed. And I thought that would be easy, and so I began contacting publishers, and I've been in contact with publishers throughout the years. I'm no stranger to that arena, but no one wanted to touch this because my name would end up on their website, and they had made me too toxic for a publisher to want to be associated. Hmm. And so I finally understood that after I went through about 40 of them. Hmm. And then John Fund, you know, the author and former editor of the Wall Street Journal, said to me, and he's been a friend, and he said, "You need a literary agent. I'm going to try to get my agent to represent you." And I said, "Great, that's what I'm for." And he just couldn't get that done in the time frame I had. I'm frustrated by now that I've got a book. I think it should be going to print, and I don't have a way to get it there except my own copy machine, which would be really tough. So then by the hand of Providence, a fella from Colorado came towards me and made a kind of a random connection, I'll say. And he said, "I've got somebody that I think would listen to you on this that's a publisher." So he set up a Zoom call. And there was 4 pictures there, mine, his, then a fellow by the name Gary Terashita, and the 4th person on the screen was Colonel Oliver North. they had built, put together a publishing company, North and Terashita, and the first words that came in that meeting were from Colonel North, who said, "I recognize the face of Steve King. The last time I saw you, we were in Iraq together, and ISIS was shooting at us, but we were out of range." And so I didn't really score that up in my memory very high, but it turns out that he did, and I knew when he said that, that I had flown to Iraq to help get him in to see the Barzanis, who run the Kurdish region of Iraq, at his request. But I didn't think it was a favor. I just thought it was just what you do when you're a congressman. So we ended up with a contract, and then I had about 3 months' work to get the footnotes all in and get the editing all in and come up with some pictures and things. And then we finally submitted it to the printer by August 28th, and I finally picked them up at the printer in Peoria on the 8th day of October.
Wow. So from that, why don't you go ahead and just tell us about your newly published biography, Walking Through the Fire. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, and the first, the title,
yeah,
Walking Through the Fire,
yes,
that comes from Andrew Breitbart, was a close personal friend. In fact, I had the honor of delivering his eulogy in Washington at the National Eulogy for him when he passed away at age 43. He would say to me and to others, "Walk towards the fire. Walk towards the fire. Their bullets aren't real. They just want to intimidate you into shutting up so they can put you off in a corner and render you ineffective while they can carry on with their leftist agenda." And so, but that statement was part of how I've always operated, and I operated with Andrew on that. We walked towards the fire together some of the time, and then the next phase of that, walking through the fire, is this, that when you get walk towards the fire, you get into the fire, and that's where I was in the fire, and I got to a place where the shortest distance out of the fire was to walk on through, not to turn around. So I walked through the fire, and in the book of Isaiah, it says, "Walk through the fire. Walking through the fire, you shall not be burned." That's God's promise if you have faith and you believe in Him. And all of my staff and all of my family and all of my real friends stuck with me through all of that. Not one bailed out on me, and they all walked through the fire with me. They were all tempered by the fire, and we're all strengthened by the experience.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here for part one of our two-part series is former Congressman Steve King talking about his brand-new published book, Walking Through the Fire. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.